Thank you for calling the business offices of Tread Bicycle Outfitters. Please select from the following options. For Brad, Internet Sales and Marketing, please press 3. For David, Inventory Manager and Buyer, please press 4. For Jean, Accounting and Financial Matters, please press 5. Thank you, and have a great day.
Your call is being transferred.
Sure, no, take your time.
This is Gene.
Hi, Gene. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm in the underwriting department of Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great. I just wanted to speak to you for a few minutes to go over some loan options and sign off on an approval for you. Do you have a few minutes right now?
Sure.
Great. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Yes. Okay. What is it?
It's 858-866-9102.
And what was your name again? Sorry.
My name, not a problem. My name's Ruben Goldstein.
Okay.
And I just had a few basic questions for you. I'm kind of going to jump right in. If you have any questions, feel free to say, Ruben, press pause, and I'll answer it to the best of my ability. The first question I have for you is, I understand that you had a loan with a company called National Funding, and it looks like that was paid off. Is that correct?
That is correct, yep.
The only thing I don't know is, I know the payment. I just don't know what the amount you borrowed in the term one that was. Can you let me know what that is, please?
I can tell you roughly. I don't.
Yeah.
It was a six-month term. It was $194,000, I think, somewhere
okay.
in there.
And what was the payback?
Just shy of 220, I think.
I have your payment as like 1681, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. And you said about how much?
About 194,000.
And so you think the payback's around 220?
It was right around 220, I think a little shy of that. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Usually these programs are like 22-month payments, so if we do 1681 and we multiply it by 6, you're like 221,892. So
okay.
Makes sense to me. All right. Gotcha. All right. Second question is, I saw that there was a lot of credit inquiries for you recently, and it looks like you've applied for some other loans, but you're not necessarily getting what you want. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I have put in a couple applications. Not too many yet, but a couple.
Okay.
And yes, nobody I've tried with recently has had something that was acceptable to me.
I'm not really in sales. I used to be, though. Could I ask, have you been offered any type of approvals? Has anyone thrown anything out at you?
Yeah, let's see. Who are they? Strategic gave me an approval today. It was not even in the ballpark.
Can I ask what you were offered?
Yeah, 175 with a payback of like 225 over a year. So it was way too expensive.
Okay.
It's not really what I'm looking for. What I would prefer is a more of a term loan, multi-year term loan.
Okay.
You know, with an APR that's more realistic.
Okay, fair enough. So let me kind of walk you through what I think Bank of Cardiff could offer you, and I'm more than happy to go over it. So I think one of the things that you've done, and is the only loan that you've done of this nature the one you did with National Funding, or you've done multiple of these loans?
I did one the year before with OnDeck.
Okay.
So that was a smaller one.
Okay, gotcha. And is that where you got your line of credit from previously?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I actually know quite a few people that work over at Honda Capital. Good company.
Yeah, they've been fine. I didn't really like how much interest I paid. So.
Yeah. So, well, I think what you're looking for is and just to kind of go over the notes that I have, where you're the minimum you're looking for is around 150, and the max you're looking for is around 350, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I want to clarify so I can really understand here is it says that you're looking for 150 to 250 to renovate your spaces, but at the same time, your vendors basically charge you interest. Is that correct?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I mean, and what?
It depends. They don't charge us interest until we go past due. So.
Okay.
I'd rather borrow the money and pay them than pay their interest. You know what I mean?
Okay. And I'm sure the more you can get, do any of your vendors give you cash discounts to buy up front? Is it kind of, or is it just interest if you pay late?
Yeah, if you pay early, yeah, you get an anticipation discount.
Okay. So. What is the discount you would receive from those vendors?
It's not as good as it used to be. I think it's 0.5% a month or something. But.
Okay, so nothing major. Okay. And for the renovation of your store, can you give into me a little more detail? Are you doing a full construction? No,
it's just that was only part of it would be that we would spend about $20,000 to $30,000 on fixtures.
Oh, okay. What kind of fixtures?
Retail fixtures. Display stuff.
Display, like shelving, things of that nature?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then where would the rest of the money go to?
Working capital.
So. Okay. Is your business growing right now?
My business is plateaued. That would probably be the best way to say it.
Okay. And... I work for Bank of Cardiff. I obviously don't work for the companies that you're applying with. But I guess the question I'd ask you is, people have thrown some numbers at you. It seems to be a little lower than what you're looking for and also a little shorter than what you're looking for. So I guess I'd have two questions. What did you use the national funding loan for, number one? And number two, why haven't the terms that people have thrown at you? Obviously, I know you're looking for the cheapest, longest, best option. But what has turned you off? What has not financially made sense for your business to consider those loans?
Well, what I used the national funding loan for was inventory, so, and that worked better because it was 6 months during our busiest season.
Okay.
Whereas right now we're starting our slow season. What was the next question?
You know, people have thrown out some numbers to you. You know, obviously, it's not what you want, but you said Strategia came to you and they said, here's $175,000.
Yeah.
It's over a year, and you said, no way, no how. So I'd like to kind of put myself in your shoes, in your head, and kind of figure out why that offer just didn't do anything for your sense, why it wasn't feasible.
Oh, there was two reasons. One, it was, the biggest reason is, it's the payback is $50,000 higher than the amount for a year's time.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if you work that out. That's 30% or something. So, to me, that's not even... That doesn't even work for... I mean, our margin on bikes is only 35%. You know, it's like... That doesn't make sense.
How long does it take you to turn your inventory?
We do 2 turns a year on average.
Okay. And then this, you said the second reason? So the first reason was that you just felt it was too expensive?
It was a weekly payment deal. The weekly payment was higher than I liked for our off season.
Okay.
Fine in the main season, but the off season was too high. But the bigger reason.
Does if you don't get, I guess the question that I'd like to understand is there a huge difference in 250 versus 175 for you? Does more money give you a better opportunity here?
Yes and no, depending again on the terms. If it's on a 1 year deal, I would take minimum possible. On a multi year, like a 3 year payback with lower interest rate, then I would take more because then I could use the money to again take early payments and do things like that to help create a better opportunity for profit.
Okay. And when you work with national funding, you just work with them once, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess another quick question for you I would have, well, it's not really quick, is the 250 number, it sounds like 35% return on investment twice. There's a flip in there, but one thing you mentioned was your business is seasonal and it really depends on there's a certain payment that you don't want to commit to because I'm sure you don't want to bounce any of these payments, correct?
Right. Correct.
What is that payment? What is that number in your head?
I haven't worked it out.
Can you give me an idea? I'm not trying to price your loan according to it. I'm just trying to understand kind of where you're coming from.
Well, during our off season, probably about $5,000 a month, whether it's broken up into daily, weekly, or monthly payments.
Okay.
But then once we get to our season, then it can go quite a bit higher.
Okay.
I mean, like, the national funding thing was like $35,000 a month or something, you know?
Yeah.
So the dilemma is, our off-season is so much less business than our on-season, you know?
Okay. Those numbers fluctuate?
Yep.
When's your busy season?
March through September.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're using some of this money to buy inventory and gear up for the off season, for the higher season. Is that correct?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any pending purchase orders or like sales you're trying to take advantage of right now?
Well, we do have purchase orders in the works. So they're what we call preseason buying, orders. So, and they're scheduled different times throughout the winter to arrive before spring. So.
Okay. And when customers apply, ultimately there's ideas of number, not just the money they need, but when they're looking to fund. If you find terms that are suitable for you, when are you actually looking to fund ultimately?
If the terms are suitable, I would do it very soon.
Okay. I think you're going to get a great offer from us, but assuming the terms don't work, what options are you going to do? Are you going to just put everything on hold? Are you going to apply to your bank? What is your backup?
Don't really have a lot of backup. Mostly just look around a little more.
Okay.
If I can't find anything that's suitable, then I'll just work it out with my vendors.
Okay.
I mean, that's a possibility. They would prefer if I came to them and paid them, you know, of course.
I understand. Obviously, and I'm sure the one kind of secret idea here is when you're trying to get business credit. We look at business credit, so the more you're late or past due with vendors, obviously, the harder it is for you to get loans, so there's probably a hidden advantage of not paying them late. Let me give you a little feedback. I need to make sure this call's been really helpful, but I just want to give you some things to marinate on. I'm going to call you tomorrow morning. I'll try to do it today, but it'll probably roll over to first thing tomorrow morning to go over some terms. So first and foremost, the way these programs work is, I don't really see you having an adjustable payment. I like to be realistic with our customers. I think your national funding loan, the reason why it probably doesn't work for you is the terms are just way too short. 6 months, you're paying $35,000 a month. But at the same time, your payment's not going to be $5,000 a month, and I'll just draw an idea here. If you got $250,000 and you did it over 2 years, and we gave you the money for free, your payment would still be $10,416 a month. So I think what needs to be done here, you know, is look at it realistically, which means have a payment that actually works for you on a reasonable level. I also think the one thing that I'm hearing from you is that every dollar helps, but if you get something that this is really something where you don't want to trap yourself and you want something that's a little longer term, it can benefit your business because you're not in business to lose money and the terms that you've been offered they're just too short for you, correct?
Well, they're too expensive.
Out of curiosity, what is your OnDeck line of credit interest rate?
It's too expensive too.
What's your rate?
I'm thinking 19 or 20%, right in there, something like that.
Okay.
But being a credit line, I can pay it off and then draw on it, you know, so I don't have to pay a lot all the time.
Yeah, you can. So, and let me give you an anticipation of how our loans work, because it's a little different than industry standard. So, generally, the way you do loans, these loans are, they're a commitment between the lender and the borrower. So, essentially, when you're getting a cash loan, you're responsible for all the remaining payments. Now, I'm just going to draw an example. Let's say you borrow $100,000, and you pay back, let's just say, $120,000. I'm just using that number for argument's sake. Generally, when you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for what's a renewal. Has any sales rep ever talked to you about a renewal or what that process is?
It's been thrown out to me. I haven't done. You know, I mean, it's been offered.
Okay, yeah, it's essentially when you need or want more money. The whole issue is that many of these loans is, if we use that $100,000 and $120,000 payback analogy, is that when you're halfway through that loan, you technically owe $60,000, or your business does. However, what often happens is the lender is going to take that $60,000 you owe and roll it into your next loan. Well, the problem is that includes a lot of prepaid interest. Now, some lenders try to give people very small discounts to kind of incentivize them to borrow more. The way that most of our programs work is we offer pure interest forgiveness on a renewal, which means if you actually do a renewal with us, you don't have to, but we actually offer full interest forgiveness, so there's no carry through if you do repeat loans. The other thing is, it would be a business loan, so it wouldn't affect your personal credit. But the one thing I would want to know is this. There's a very wide gap between, say, 150 to 250 to 300. Is there a goal number you're really looking at? And please be as honest with me as humanly possible.
Well, if the terms were shorter, I'd be looking at about 180, 190.
Okay.
If longer terms and a low interest, then that's where I would go higher.
Okay. All right. And besides the companies you mentioned, have you applied for any other loans?
Not yet. Been kind of snooping around. I did apply one with our Wells Fargo Bank.
Okay, and have they got back to you?
Yeah, they said no.
Okay. Not a problem. I think, you know, you're looking for something that's a little better than your last loan. Let me kind of put pen to paper, and if what time were you there until today?
I'm here until about 5:30 Rocky Mountain time. What time zone are you in?
I'm in on Pacific, so I'm an hour behind you.
That's about 4:30 your time.
Let's not rush this. How about I give you a call first thing tomorrow morning to kind of go over some ideas and options, and if it works, it works, and you have some ideas of what we can do for you.
Yeah, that's fine. There's no hurry about today or anything. Yeah. So.
Perfect. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Any questions I could answer for you at this time?
No, not really. Just have to see what you have to offer. So.
Absolutely. You got it. I will be in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.